Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of teres minor found under the anatomy section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to teres minor. The teres minor originates on the superior part of the lateral border of the scapula. Its insertion is on the inferior facet on the greater tuberosity of the humerus. In terms of its action, the teres minor helps to laterally rotate the arm. It also helps to hold the humeral head in the glenoid cavity of the scapula. In terms of its innervation, remember that the teres minor is innervated by the axillary nerve, which receives input from the C5 and C6 nerve roots. And lastly, with regards to its arterial supply, remember that the teres minor is supplied by the subscapular and circumflex scapular arteries. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to teres minor, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A patient sustains a full thickness tear of their teres minor. Which of the following tests or signs would most likely be positive in this patient? And the answer choices are: Choice 1, Jobe's test. Choice 2, belly press test. Choice 3, internal rotation lag sign. Choice 4, horn blower sign. Or choice 5, Hawkins sign. The best answer to this question is choice 4, horn blower sign. Horn blower's test is completed by asking the patient to hold their shoulder in 90 degrees of abduction and 90 degrees of external rotation. The test is positive if the arm falls into internal rotation or they are unable to actively externally rotate against resistance. This suggests teres minor pathology. There are various tests or signs used by clinicians to detect rotator cuff pathology. The teres minor is innervated by the axillary nerve and functions to externally rotate the humerus. The Hornblower's test or sign has various descriptions, but they all act to determine the external rotation weakness. In addition to being sensitive and specific for teres minor pathology, it can also be positive with posterior supraspinatus tears. The publication by Walsh et al. Reviews 54 patients that underwent repair of combined supraspinatus and infraspinatus rotator cuff tears. They found that the Hornblower sign was highly sensitive and specific for irreparable degeneration of the teres minor, while the dropping sign was highly sensitive and specific for irreparable degeneration of the infraspinatus. The publication by Hurdle et al. Prospectively reviewed 100 patients with painful shoulders and impingement syndrome. They compared various lag signs to the Jobe and liftoff signs. The ERLS was less sensitive but more specific than the Jobe sign for the supraspinatus or infraspinatus. The drop sign was the least sensitive but was as specific as the ERLS. The IRLS was as specific but more sensitive than the liftoff sign for subscapularis tears. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Jobe's test is for supraspinatus weakness and or impingement. Choice 2. The belly press test is positive with subscapularis pathology. Choice 3. The internal rotation lag sign is both sensitive and specific for subscapularis pathology. Choice 5. Hawkins sign is positive in patients with impingement. That's all for this review about teres minor. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.